thoughts, views, and opinions you hear on this show are just that, my thoughts, my views, my opinions. So if you don't like them, disagree with them, or whatever the case may be, well, there's a simple solution to all that, and that's just stop listening. But if you care to partake in the conversation, sit back, turn it up, and enjoy the show. Yeah, that.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. How y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a minute. But without further ado, man, let's catch up. Yeah, that.
I like it.
Hey.
Damn.
Welcome back to another episode, man. Yeah, that.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Hey, now say now, mother by my yin. Big face Buddha, get my peace from within.
Shout out to Kendrick for the heat.
He's taught my dirties in a pin. Let the honorary walk for the win, for the win.
Hey.
You crash out, then you better break the backboard. I got friends hoping that they make the tabloids. You know the last one figure, he was Magneto. You play God, you gon' get what you asked for. We got the same 24, what you mad for? I put a square on his back like I'm Jack Dorsey. It's high beams if I make a public appearance. Go back to hiding, cause I'm not too friendly with niggas. 1-1000, 2-1000, 4. The black Noah, I just strangled me a goat. I walked in with a therapeutic flow. Put a few hundred up, let him go, let him go.
Hey, now, shout out to you for listening, I appreciate y'all.
Hey now, say now.
Oh, how I've missed y'all.
Hey now, say now.
Let go.
Hey now, say now.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Hey now, say now, mother by my yin. Big face Buddha, get my peace from within.
Wherever you're listening to this from, man, I appreciate you.
Let the honorary walk for the win, for the win.
Come on.
Hey now, say now.
Headphones.
Hey now, say
car
now.
Car speakers, home speakers.
Hey now, say now.
On the way to or from work.
Hey school. Now, say now.
Come on.
Hey now, say now, I done slid on a back street. Heavy on the Parmesan, every day tax season. What the fuck you wearing, bro? It's tacky. Niggas laying on a deathbed trying to match me. Oh my
shout
god,
out to everybody grinding.
The they be screaming out P, but they resume.
Shout out to everybody out there grinding and getting that support
sound like
from
the
people.
Need a fee just to breathe, bitch. I can talk to you. It's the Ben Frank murderer. Mister, I ain't heard of ya. Golf strings back to back flying through the turbulence. Who is he? Free lunch, craft services. Throw your ass out this rental.
Shout out to all my people in Cali, man.
Hey now, say now, let me pop my shit, water down my wrist. I'm around my bitch. It's a green light. Don't get out of bounds. I'm a blitz. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's all blue strips, nigga.
The Yeah That Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Yeah That Podcast, hosted by yours truly, West Coast Robbie. How are y'all doing out there? I hope y'all are doing well, because the homie's doing well, and it has been a minute. Oh, my. Oh, my. Haven't done an episode since last year, and I don't mean a few weeks ago. I mean, like, last year, springtime-ish. So, we're long overdue. But first and foremost, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. For those new to the podcast, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, West Coast Roberto. And for those returning, avid Yeah That family, you know, I got nothing but love for y'all, man. Nothing but love for the folks who were continuously asking me, yo, you doing a podcast? Are you going to do the podcast? You going to do a new episode? You know what I mean, for those out there who, I mean, constantly asked, man, I appreciate y'all. The homie had a busy year in 2024, yo. A lot's happened. A lot's changed. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, for those of you watching the podcast, we look a little different. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? We done upgraded some things. A lot of things. You know what I'm saying? Right there behind me from equipment. Doing a lot of new things, man. So we've upgraded a lot of things. But, you know, shout out to y'all. I appreciate y'all for the support, for looking out, for everything, man. Appreciate y'all. Oh, how I've missed y'all too. I've missed doing this. So please bear with me. For those of you who are new, yo, the homie is a veteran when it comes to the podcast and stuff. I've been sitting back watching. A lot more people have podcasts and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It's not on the same level. But however, the homie, like I said, is a veteran, but the homie is rusty. You know what I'm saying? The homie's rusty. So let's see if I can, get reacclimated to the podcasting thing. But appreciate y'all, man. Point blank period. Appreciate y'all for checking up on the homie, making sure we straight, making sure, you know what I mean, asking, inquiring about the podcast and whatnot. But we back now. Yeah, that new year, same me, looks different, but the same type stuff. Before we proceed, man, I want to send my condolences to everybody out there in the home state, man, California, dealing with the wildfires, man. It's crazy seeing some of the pictures, the scenes, just everything is wild. And growing up in Cali, it's a annual thing. The wildfires, there's always a fire. Every year, there's always a fire. But this year is just different, man. Something that just hasn't been seen, hasn't been experienced before. So condolences to those out there who are dealing with it, man. I checked on a lot of my people and a lot of them are good, but a lot of them are worried because, I mean, there's not just one fire, it's multiple and it's spreading and it's not gonna stop spreading. According to the National Weather Society, Tuesday and Wednesday, they're anticipating it to spread more, and they're anticipating winds from 45 to 70 miles per hour midweek, you know what I mean? So it's wild to see some of them things. And a lot of motherfuckers out there are kind of like, I don't know, they're being insensitive, I guess you can say. So a lot of the areas hit are like very affluent areas, but it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if the people have money or not. Fool, their house and all their items just burnt down. They have nothing left over. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Like nothing. Sentimental shit. Like fuck all the material shit. Like clothes and shit like that. Sentimental items are gone. Pictures, family heirlooms, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like, have some fucking respect and show some empathy for these people who are dealing with the shit, man. Just to give you a perspective of the fucking fires, the Palisades fire, which was like the main initial big fire, which burnt down the fucking Pacific Palisades and PCB, man, Pacific Coast Highway, or PCH, excuse me, consumed 23,713 acres. And 17% of the fire was contained. So the Palisades fire was 23,713 acres was burnt. To put that in perspective for you, Manhattan, the island of Manhattan, New York City, you know what I'm saying? All that shit is, as a whole, Manhattan Island is 14,600 acres. Manhattan Island. The Palisades fire alone was 23,713 acres. So think about that for a second. Now, on top of that fire, you had the Eaton fire, which was located in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains, and that burned 14,117 acres. Now remember, Manhattan Island is 14,600 acres. The Eaton fire was damn near the size of Manhattan. So you have the Palisades fire, which was 23,713 acres that were burnt. Then you have 14,117 acres from the Eaton fire. And then you have the Hearst fire, which sparked the suburb of Sylmar in the San Fernando Valley. And that burned 800 acres. 97% of that was consumed, but it just gives you a ballpark reference of the size and the magnitude of the fires that they're dealing with. So I know you see a lot of people out there talking shit. Oh yeah, man, fucking y'all got money, da da da, woo woo. But it's bigger than that, man. It's bigger than that. And then plus people worked to get to where they are. You know what I'm saying? Like if that was you and you put the work in and you got to where you were able to build a multi-million dollar home in California, I was gonna say Cali, in California, for that shit to be burnt to rubble with all your belongings and all your sentimental shit, you would feel some kind of way too. So condolences go out to everybody in Cali dealing with that stuff, man. Blessings, prayers, everything, man. Oh man, That's crazy, because you grow like every year you deal with the wildfires. Like, there's always a every year, but seeing some of the images is wild. That shit looks like apocalyptic, like post-apocalyptic stuff, and that shit is crazy, man. But yeah, condolences to everybody. And I just, what a way to start your year too, you know what I mean? Because once this is all mitigated, excuse me, once this is all mitigated and everything is good to go, it's the rebuilding process, and everything that was just destroyed, you know how much work it's going to take to rebuild those neighborhoods, man. It's, people aren't really like, I don't know, I don't think they're really understanding the magnitude of the fires, because one, they're not used to it, they're not accustomed to it, and they haven't dealt with it before. But this is a serious matter. So blessings and prayers again go out to everybody impacted by the wildfires out there. There's much more that goes into it too, but man, fucking arsonists and shit, like, it's crazy, man, crazy. And then you got motherfuckers looting, which is like, despite what the natural disaster or disaster or whatever it is, you're gonna have looters. So motherfuckers is getting arrested out there for looting and shit. And I know a lot of people aren't really understanding the looting thing, so a lot of people, like, more so who are inland, like Beverly Hills and areas like that, they're warned, like, okay, fires are starting to spread and are coming this direction. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to evacuate. Y'all need to evacuate. Go somewhere else. Whatever. Woo-woo. Of course, people are seeing that, like, oh yeah, I mean, no one lives in this home. No one lives here. Woo-woo. Boom, breaking in, stealing shit. And then same goes for the areas that are actually impacted. It's not like they're rummaging through like the burnt shit, or they could be, I don't know. But a lot of the homes that were evacuated within the area, people were starting to loot. So I think about 25 people or so, something like that, have been arrested. And now they got barricades. They got National Guard posted up and everything, man. So once again, thoughts and prayers to everybody out there, man. But yeah, man, I hope y'all had a good year. I hope y'all had a good year. I hope y'all had a good and safe holidays. For me personally, I never really look forward to the holidays. Well, I do, but Christmas, I don't know, especially over the past couple of years, it's kind of been like, eh, Christmas, whatever, ooh, whatever. But this year, for some reason, it was just like, I really was looking forward to it. I really was enjoying it, and it came and went like that. It was just, it was here and it was gone. And I guess it was me, just, I guess, really soaking in the holiday season. Because, you know, during the holiday season, people are nicer, except when they're shopping and stuff. But I don't know, it just, the whole thing, the whole season in general, I guess I kind of soaked it in. And it flew by, man. It really flew by. But I hope y'all had a good holiday season. I hope y'all got what y'all wanted. I hope y'all didn't break the bank a little too much. The homie and wifey, we spent a lot of money. But now it's time to replenish. 2025 is my year for stacking that bread. Yeah, I mean, I got a big milestone birthday coming up too. And I was trying to save up and get myself a gift that I've been wanting for a minute. And I may get it, but it may not be by my birthday. My birthday's in the spring, but I'm really wanting to shoot to have this gift for myself by summertime. But it's a big year. We'll see what happens. But yeah, man, so much happened since the last time we've had an episode, man. Last episode was in the spring, like I said, episode 68. Now we're back to episode 69. Yo, you gotta start off with a great numbered episode, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that, you know, grown up things. Man, there's so much to talk about, but we're not gonna recap. I wanted to start the first episode off of the year with a recap of like the year, but you know what I mean, nah, we're gonna catch up a little bit. We might talk about some things, but what's interesting, what's going on right now. So big thing coming up for us here in the United States on January 20th is presidential inauguration day. And I know a lot of people are kind of upset by who was elected, but can't complain if you ain't vote. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. If you didn't vote, all you can do is just sit there and be quiet. And just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But a lot of, I've noticed nowadays, there's a lot of like goofy, dumb shit that people are really being upset by. And it's just, to me, it's just unnecessary. For example, on the presidential inauguration day, which so happens to be January 20th, which is Martin Luther King Day, the irony of having President-elect Trump being or taking office on Martin Luther King Day is ironic. So the Mississippi Valley State Band has been selected to perform at the inauguration on the 20th during the parade, and they are catching so much smoke from people, and it's just, to me, it's kind of crazy. So little backstory: in order for a band to get selected, the applications have to be submitted like months prior. It's not like they're like, okay, well, president-elect is going to get sworn in on the 20th. They're not telling them, oh yeah, January 3rd, January 2nd. Oh yeah, we pick y'all's band to perform. Boom. Nah, months in advance, applications have to be submitted, filed, et cetera, et cetera. And then a band is selected. And this is months in advance, like September-ish, fall-ish. So, you know, a band submits, not even knowing who the president is, the president-elect's going to be, applications are submitted. So I don't know what people were thinking. I guess people thought that Kamala Harris was going to just win by landslide, which I guess if they didn't follow it or they didn't care too much, they noticed that the culture wasn't really fucking with her like that. But I don't know. I don't know what it was. So there was a 50-50. There was a 50% chance that the band was going to be performing for Donald Trump, and which, lo and behold, look what they're doing now. They are. So if that was an issue, y'all should have been mad at the school prior to their selection and finding out they're performing on the 20th. Like, if there's a 50% chance they're going to be performing for this dude and y'all don't want him to do this shit, y'all should have brought the issue up to the school and told them not to apply. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sense. But what are your thoughts on them performing the inauguration parade? Me personally, it's not a big deal. As long as they're able to perform what they want to perform, cool. As long as they're not placed, as long as they're not set up to look stupid or to look goofy, you know what I'm saying? As long as they're not playing some racist shit, just like when they brought out black dude during that Republican debate the Republican whatever the fuck it was, and they played that racist ass song Dixie for that fool, and he just came out just a smiling and cheesing and shit. Like, what the fuck was that? But anyways, that's a whole nother topic. But as long as they're not doing shit like that, whether it's like, you know what I mean, it's detrimental to not only the program, the school, the black people, the black community, then so what? It's a parade. They are performing in the presidential inauguration parade, which is a big deal, because before this, I guarantee, even with this, people are going to see the school of Mississippi Valley State and not even know or have heard about the school. Like, besides having the state in the fucking name, people wouldn't even know where Mississippi Valley State was. Like, do you know where Mississippi Valley State is? You know it's in Mississippi. What part? North, south, east, west? You know what I mean? Do you know who's gone there? Do you know that it's the HBCU? Like, you know what I mean? People don't know about the school. So this is a good look for the school. So it doesn't bother me none that they are performing in the parade, as long as long as they're able to, do their thing, perform what they want to perform, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? So it's just a good look. And then HBCU bands are like the bands. You know what I'm saying? HBCUs are known for the band. People go to the schools for the band because they are some of the top bands in the land. You know what I mean? Bars. You know what I'm talking about? So the Marching 100, Florida A&M band, they performed at Ronald Reagan's inauguration in 81. Howard's Showtime Marching Band performed at HW's inauguration in 89. Grambling State University's Tiger Marching Band performed at George W. Bush's inauguration at 01. And when he was reelected in 04, Southern University's Human Jukebox Band performed at his inauguration in 05. You know what I mean? The last time the Mean Green Marching Machine, which is Mississippi Valley State's band, performed at inauguration was in 1969 at Richard Nixon's presidential inauguration. So it's pretty, you know what I mean? It's time for them to come do their thing. So as long as they represent and they're greeted and they're treated as they should be, respected, and people enjoy what they're playing, then I mean, more power to them. They got a fundraiser trying to raise money for their trip to DC, and a lot of people are just fucking talking shit, man. Golly. And it's crazy. It's calling them like sellouts, and I don't know, just calling them like snitches and all kinds of shit. It's like, what are y'all doing, man? What's going on, man? And it be your own people too. Your own people be your biggest haters, which is a shame. Your own people be your biggest fucking haters, and that's a fucking shame. But hey, Mississippi Valley State, man, go out there, do your thing, represent, stay true to you. Don't listen to what anybody says. This is a big opportunity for not only the band to showcase their skills, but their program, their school, HBCUs in general. So, hey man, eat it up. Do your thing. Yeah, that. But, first episode back, we ain't gonna go too long. Last episode, hey man, I've covered this topic before in a past episode. I believe it was like episode like 62 or something. I was talking about the TikTok ban, and that was supposed to happen in the fall sometime last year. And you know what? It didn't happen. I mean, it didn't happen. And at the time, your homie, he wasn't really fucking with TikTok like that. Since then, I've been fucking with it because I see the potential. I see the money that you can be made from it. And plus, that shit is entertaining too, man. Not just like the dances and shit, whatever your fucking algorithm is, you know, that's how they get you. And that's how they have you hooked. However, that is one of the main reasons why the ban was implemented. So it was it's proposed as, you know what I mean, a threat to national security. That's what sparked the whole ban because, hold on one second. Let me, I have my info all set up right here. So it's all about the data privacy and algorithm content delivery. So TikTok uses data to power its content creations and your recommendations. So that's how everybody's algorithm or you is different. Mine's different from yours. Yours is different from your homies or your homegirls, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the main focal point in the US's debate of banning the thing. So the US was worried that TikTok and its data practices can kind of breach national security because the company that owns TikTok they're called ByteDance. And ByteDance is a data collection company, and they're owned or they're overseen by the Chinese government. So Chinese government and ByteDance have come and they've said like, oh, we're not, or the Chinese government has come forward and said like, we're not going to ask them for data records, because in China, if they own the company or if company is ran, they can easily say, hey, we want to pull your records and pull all your data, and they have to hand it over, sparking thus the ban, the proposing ban from the U.S. There are concerns that ByteDance could be forced to hand over American user data to the Chinese government, an allegation that TikTok and ByteDance firmly deny. Now, President-elect Trump was all about the ban, was all about it. But now he has requested to the Supreme Court to delay the ban, and seek potential solutions, potential political solution after he takes office. I guess he recognizes the impact it may do. Who knows? The stakes remain high for an app used by an estimated 170 million Americans monthly. It's a lot of people. America is the biggest market for TikTok. So it would be a big hit for TikTok. If it does get banned on the 19th, what is going to happen is it's not just going to be erased off your phone if it's banned. If TikTok is banned, you're still going to have the app on your phone. However, it's going to be removed from Apple Store, Google Store, or Android Store, whatever. It's going to be removed from all the stores. So new users will be unable to purchase and download the app. However, pre-existing users will still have the phone or still have the apps on their phone or whatever device they have it on. But over time, it'll degrade, meaning it won't be able to be updated, and it'll just get to the point to where it'll just stop working, and then you'll delete it. So that's what it is. So for a lot of y'all who are wanting to know, oh yeah, it's going to get banned, and then what's going to happen? Is it going to be erased? Like, no, it's not going to be erased off your phone. It's going to still be on your phone. You're going to still be able to scroll. But once a new update comes and another update and another update, then it's going to eventually just not work, causing you to delete it or whatever. What else we got? Let's see. Most immediately, obvious impact would be TikTok remove. Yep, from the app stores. Any U.S. company violating the prohibition could face fines up to $5,000 per user, potentially amounting to $8.5 billion, given TikTok's current estimated U.S. user base. So if a company refuses to erase it from its store, say Apple doesn't want to delete TikTok and they keep it in there, then they will be fined $5,000 per person using the app. Estimated to be $8.5 billion with a B. Holy shit. That's a lot, yo. That's a lot, but I can see companies like wanting to do it, but then, or companies doing it, like not taking it out of their stores, but then once that change starts coming out of their pocket, then they're gonna fucking just follow suit. But yeah. So there's caveats. So you can, or not caveats, but there are ways to keep it. And that's jailbreak phones, jailbreak devices. You'd be able to still have fucking TikTok using iPhone users would face greater. They would need to jailbreak their devices, which is complex process, voids warranties. So Apple phone or iPhone users, if y'all have a jailbroke one, y'all still be able to use the joint. So we'll see what happens, man. we'll see what happens. I know a lot of people are going to be like, damn, man, fuck. I can't. What am I going to use now? But I don't know. Let's see. We're not the only country that has banned this, has banned TikTok. TikTok is banned in a few countries. I know in, what was it, in Europe or is it England? They banned, or they had the removal of TikTok on company phones. So that was illegal. So you weren't allowed to have TikTok on any company phones, which makes sense if they're worried about like data algorithms possibly getting pulled. Then yeah, having it removed from all company phones was like a smart move. Where is it at? All right, here. Government institutions worldwide have already shown increasing wariness of TikTok, and concerns about its data practices have prompted action from major institutions. In 2023, British government and European Commission restricted the app's use, barring it from employee devices. BBC followed suit, directing staff to remove TikTok from company phones, citing security considerations. As for like selling, so for ByteDance, for us to keep TikTok, ByteDance needs to sell to the US. That's, and I'm pretty sure y'all are aware. And apparently they're wanting to sell to Elon Musk. That's like their main target. Frank McCourt, the former LA Dodgers owner, has put stakes in and wanting to buy TikTok, but they're holding suit. Homie has like $20 billion in verbal commitments from other investors, but they will not sell to him for some reason. That's a lot of fucking money too, yo. Like, you own the Dodgers, or you used to own the Dodgers. Like, think about how much bread that is. And then like how much money they be paying motherfuckers. Like, damn, that motherfucker balling. But yeah, he's secured $20 billion in verbal commitments from investors, but they will not sell this fool. TikTok maintains that a sale is not feasible, and that any potential sale would likely require approval from Chinese officials. However, I saw in another article that their Elon Musk was like their primary target, and homie's already said he wanted to buy it, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. So the fact that Chinese officials need to approve the sale, but they're holding off for Elon, is like, what kind of sketchy shit is that, yo? What y'all got going on, homie? What y'all got going on? You see what that fool did with Twitter? No one calls it X, by the way. So you might as well just change that shit back to Twitter, fool. Like, you bought Twitter. Just keep it Twitter. Like, no one calls that shit X. You know what I mean? But, carry significant information. India banned TikTok in 2020. That's why, I don't know if y'all noticed, in some of y'all's posts with music, you get that little notification. Oh, yeah, may not play certain areas. Woo-woo. But TikTok is currently blocked in multiple countries, including Iran, Nepal, Afghanistan, and Somalia, which is like, if you think about it, like Somalia, Afghanistan, like, okay, I guarantee, no disrespect to y'all, but the economies are quite different in regards to US and them over there, Somalia and Afghanistan. I know, I personally think that they're going to do some, I don't think there's going to be an extension on, or there might be an extension on the ban, but I think there'll be a last minute sale to someone, say a Elon Musk, in which the government or the Chinese government sees like as a trusted ally or partner or whatever. It's just whoever they do decide to sell to, hopefully that motherfucker keeps their shit on lock, you know what I mean, and isn't like, I don't know, I can just see them, I don't know, man, it's like espionage, like it's just crazy. It's crazy. I know it's gonna affect a lot of people, because a lot of people make passive revenue and actual revenue from TikTok, and it's a lot easier to do it from TikTok, Vice, Instagrams, and other stuff like that. So this is going to impact a lot of people. So we'll see what happens here in the next week or so. hopefully something can get worked out. You know what I mean? Google Shorts, Google YouTube's short approaches the challenge from a different angle. While Meta brings massive scale, YouTube's deep experience. Other contenders include Snapchat, which maintains a strong presence, 800 million monthly active users that might emerge to fill the void. I don't think Snapchat can fuck with TikTok, man. TikTok was just different. I mean, I was the one who was like reluctant to getting the app. I held out for a good little minute, but then I was like, man, I'd heard about like the potential, the income you can make off of it, and just how it was easier to like blow up off of TikTok. So I was like, all right, let me try it. Let me dabble with this. And yo, I fuck with it, man. I fuck with it. I know a lot of people don't fuck with TikTok. I fuck with it. There's a lot of good stuff on there, man. You can learn a lot of stuff too. And then it's like short form video. You have the ability to do long form video, but it's good shit on there. It's a lot of funny shit. It's a lot of entertaining shit. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But other than that, man, that's all we have for this episode, man. Welcome back, yo. For those of you who've been fucking with me since 2020, we're going on 5 years of doing this, not five consistent years. And I'm working on myself. I'm working on that. You know what I mean? There's been many times I've talked about fucking the lack of consistency, and I've apologized for it. But yo, we're gonna do better. Trust and believe that. 5 years of doing this podcast, like I said, I've sat back and I've seen a lot of people do podcasts. A lot of people have podcasts now. But you know what I mean? OGs be OGs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that. But shout out to y'all for tuning in, for listening, wherever you're listening to this from, whether it's in your car on the way to work, to from work, in the gym, wherever you are, man. Shout out to you. I appreciate y'all, man. For those of you returning, I appreciate y'all. Much love to y'all. Trust and believe that. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. For those of you new, welcome. Welcome and stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of good episodes. We're going to have some guests too. And that's another thing, real quick, another quick rant. So I've had great guests in the past, which I got to update y'all on a lot of them too. But I've had a lot of great guests in the past, you know what I'm saying? And with the influx of podcasts around now, people are like reluctant to get on podcasts, man, because everybody's starting their own. But we're going to have some, man. I already got some lined up. Just stay tuned, man. Dropping weekly. Still trying to figure out which day to drop. But yo, just tune in. Make sure you follow on all fucking podcast platforms, man. Subscribe, like. If you want to listen, if you want to watch it, tune into the youtube.com/thatpodcast. Make sure you subscribe. Don't just watch this shit. Make sure you like, subscribe, you share, etc., etc. And the podcast is available on all fucking platforms where podcasts are available, homie. Everywhere. We are everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audacity, iHeartRadio, Audible. That's what I was meant to say. Audible. We're on Audible, Sirius Satellite Radio, Amazon Music, YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel. You can listen to the audio only versions there. You can watch the episodes here on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? You can see the hum. You can see the new stuff that we got, the new setup. You can see all that. We got shorts on there. Follow on Instagram, Instagram.com/yeahthatpodcast. You know what I mean? No, we everywhere, dog. We everywhere. But that being said, this is me signing off, man. I appreciate y'all as always. And until the next episode, it's the homie West Coast Rob signing out. Yeah,
the Yeah Dad Podcast.